Good morning, Dave. You're not kidding. It's soggy up here. We're in the Chapel in the Pines, and we're having a great morning, getting ready for some wonderful music. We've got a week of music coming up. We've got some great things happening, like the gathering of Pete Kennedy, Mark Cosgrove, Bennett Hantlin, and Ernie Hawkins today at 4 o'clock as they do some playing of original compositions. Some four great guitarists and maybe some others joining that group as well. So wonderful, wonderful things going on. It's the second Summer Acoustic Music Week. It's the August version of it. It's the 23rd day of August, and we've got a week planned that's going to just be a lot of fun. The sun's going to come out about the middle of the week, and we'll look forward to that. But right now, we're nice and cozy inside the chapel. We've got Bob Franke and Robert Jones joining us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dick.
Hey, Dick.
Everybody up?
No, not everybody, but we are.
We are. You can't speak for those other people.
Really, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Well, let's get Bob to start off with a song. Bob Franke joining us.
Well, D, a song about a dog. I'm a singer-songwriter, so I used to think it was all about me. Then I had a daughter, and I realized it was all about my daughter. Now my daughter's a graduate of School of Information at University of Michigan, so it's all about my dog.
Dog's new to you, right?
The
dog is new to you.
The dog is new. It's a new puppy, and the dog is the reason that I've learned to more or less function this early in the morning, because puppies wake with the sun, even in the summertime, and it's been like that. So I'm actually playing in Tuftonboro on Saturday night for a benefit for an animal shelter. My dog is a shelter animal, and I think she survived down in Puerto Rico before she came up here by just eating anything she could find on the street, because that's what she does in her house, basically, you know.
Ate a camera, or a phone, didn't it?
Exactly. Joan's phone is gone. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Killed two birds with one stone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, this is a song about another shelter dog. The sun was rising over Amesbury Hill at the same time tomorrow. Rise again it will on a thin silver shadow leaping over Jack's Creek. The dog they call William the Streak. Now Dick was a farmer, sort of. Through the back door, someone gave him two sheep. So he bought 30 more, and he'd raise any vegetable a header might eat. Work was hard, but life was sweet. And William was a racing dog until he retired. He got bored by the rabbit, and so he got fired. But he found a lucky family near Amesbury Town to adopt before his boss put him down. Now some dogs are killers in a sheepman's eyes, and a few dogs get shot to no one's surprise. And Dick was a shooting man, or so went the word, and the word just made it safer for the herd. But when William ran circles all around Dick's land, in the face of his beauty, Dick stayed his hand. And when Dick's little farm was marked as William's to play, the town dogs, they all stayed away. The Streak they called William was bored by sheep. They were slow, they were stupid, they put him to sleep. But the groundhogs and woodchucks were a lot more fun, 'cause William, after all, liked to run. And the bundles got bigger on the vegetable truck, 'cause a groundhog chasing greyhound is a real stroke of luck. And the smartest of farmers will learn from the land and rejoice at what the Lord brings to hand. So be kind to your neighbors and give them a break. Chances are they will give you as much as they take. And if a short-sighted person should fire you next week, just remember old William the Streak. For this world turns around and we all have our place, and there's more than one, and there's more than one race. Just keep your eyes open and stay close to the land. If you've the sense of a dog, you'll find a plan.
I gotta know where that came from.
What's that?
Where'd that song come from?
That song actually was, I wrote it on commission from what was then called the Marblehead Eco Farm. Don't know what they're calling themselves these days, but they asked me to put together a suite of songs about community-supported agriculture and the history of agriculture in Marblehead. Mm-hmm. And as part of that job, I went up to Amesbury and interviewed a farmer who was basically getting by on community-supported agriculture. And he told me the story.
Hmm.
And I know where the good, you know, when, you know, it's not that I make up great stories, but when I find them, I know where the good ones are, you know. And so I said, that's the song I got to write. You know?
So there is a dog.
There, oh, yeah. I changed the name of the dog to protect the dog.
But William the Streak is such a nice name.
It is. I think so.
Is it Greyhound?
Greyhound, yes, indeed. Actually, my dog Snowy has a little bit of Whippet in her. She's sort of a lab Whippet mix there.
Skinny.
Yeah, she's got the brains of a Whippet and the front. No, something like that. I don't know, something like that. But she's cute, though.
All dogs are cute. You get very attached to them. They become like your missing children.
That's right. That's right.
Robert Jones.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Nice to have you here.
It's good to be here.
All the way from Detroit, Michigan.
Yes, sir.
Getting rain up there?
I hope so.
Yeah.
My lawn looks
it's
like,
dry.
Oh, it's brown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope we're getting some of what we're getting up here.
The Reverend Robert Jones, pastor of a Baptist church.
Yes, sir. Somebody's got to do it. It's all right.
Well, you did it for years as sort of an intern, as a deacon.
Yep.
You went out to Ann Arbor and taught it and preached at the UU church out there.
Yeah, that was an interesting time.
Yeah.
It was a Baptist on knowing the Unitarians.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it.
You know, Unitarians are kind of universal people. So.
Yeah, it's even in the name, you know. Universalist Unitarian or Unitarian Universalist. And depending on which, you know, brand they are, you don't get those two out of whack because they'll correct you about it. But it's cool, you know. It's a little different being a Unitarian, you know. By the time the Baptists are just getting started, the Unitarians are drinking coffee. It's just great.
What are you going to do for us this morning?
Well, it's funny, as Bob was talking about, this idea of finding a good idea and just sort of working with it as a songwriter. One day I was listening to a lot of Lightnin' Hopkins, and great songwriter, and I was just thinking about how many songs that Lightnin' did that were topical songs. He did a song called John Glenn Blues, about John Glenn going around the world three times. And he had this great song about Pearl Harbor. And I started thinking, if he was alive today, I mean, one of the greatest historical happenings in American history, you know, he missed it. And so I wanted to channel Lightnin', and I call this Lightnin's Barack Obama Blues. Day of November.
November. Yes, in the year 2008. You know it was the fourth day of November. In the year 2008. You know we elected Barack Obama. Long president of the whole United States. Everybody was running crying. Say, you know, America done come a mighty long way. You know, everybody running crying. Say, America done come a mighty long way. You know the Republicans in Congress say we ain't gonna do a doggone thing, he say. Well, you know Barack Obama, politics is mighty rough. Some folks think you too black. Some think you ain't black enough. I say, Lord, it don't matter what in the soul world you do. You know you can win a Nobel Peace Prize. Somebody's still gonna be mad at you. Tell me about it, Barack. Fly. Everybody grab your tea bags. Can't stay here no more. Oh, we gotta start a revolution. He wants to give health care to the poor. I said, Lord, whoa, it don't matter what in the world you do. Bring us out of the Great Recession. Somebody's still gonna be mad at you. Well, you know he may be the best president that we ever had. You just can't never tell. Well, you know he may be the best president we ever had. Dick, ain't no way in the world that you can tell. That's why I pray for my president. And I pray for Miss Michelle.
I didn't know that you were a topical songwriter.
Hey, you know, you gotta write what you see. It's a lot of stuff to write about nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty nutty world we're living in.
You got the Tea Party in there. You got everything in there.
I tell you, and it just, that song could keep getting longer and longer.
Yeah.
It's just nutty stuff, man.
How many songs do you write?
It's really funny. When I told my daughter, when I said, whenever I come back from Sam W., I usually end up coming back having written at least two songs, maybe more. And then you never know when they're going to hit you. Like Bob says, you see an idea or, you know, you hear about an idea and it's like, man, that'd be a great song. And so, yeah, since I've been hanging out with cats like Bob Frankie, I've become more of a songwriter. When I was a blues guy, I only needed like three chords and just channeled Big Leg Women and I was fine.
Well, Bob Frankie, you've over the years played a lot of blues yourself. And
I have
you know, played the street. You played Park Street Station, and
yep.
Played for money, played for a living, and it's influenced your writing, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Whenever I go dry, I go back to the blues. If I go dry in a show, I'll go back to the blues. It's just amazing to me, especially the country blues. Blues of Robert Johnson has been a big inspiration to me. It was just a huge revelation to me when my friend Mike Allen of Newburyport, Massachusetts, who is a fine guitarist, he had hit a rough patch, so he was living in my back room for a few weeks, basically. I think he was between two... Now, I won't get into that, but he brought along the Robert Johnson LP, and I listened to that LP, and for the first 10 times I heard that LP, I thought, man, his rhythm is off. And then at the 11th time, I thought, oh. And just the idea that a person, a single individual with a guitar, can create that much art under the most oppressive social conditions one can imagine, it sort of short-circuits me whenever I sort of veer towards self-pity, basically.
Hasn't that always been the case?
Yeah.
Both in white and black music communities?
Yeah.
You know, playing the music makes people... feel better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us a story of time.
This is another Animal Totem song. I wrote this song. It's not a Robert Johnson song, but it's a song about a catfish. I actually sang this to a catfish once. It was in Wisconsin. I was at this Folk Song Society. They had their concerts at a nature center, and in the back wall of the Nature Center, there was an aquarium, and in the aquarium was a catfish. And so I sang it to the catfish. The catfish was about as responsive as you might imagine. So old, so ugly, so big, so fat. He's like a porker, but looks like a cat. Well, I said, catfish, how can you live like that? But he just said, everything falls after all. Everything falls after all. I asked my baby to meet me here, down by the river where the water ran clear. But the waters run muddy for many a year. Everything falls after all. Everything falls after all. Thank you. beneath a little flag. It was my buddy I found down by the river in the burying ground. Catfish grinning, swimming round and round. Everything falls after all. Everything falls after all. Now the farmer's children looking mighty thin. Widow working harder than she's ever been. Catfish grinning with a double chin. Everything falls after all. Everything falls after all. Take a white bread dough ball off a bamboo pole. Send it to the bottom of their catfish hole. I'm gonna fry that sucker just to save my soul. Everything falls after all. You hear that, Mr. Catfish? Everything falls after all. How do you like Wonder Bread?
That's it. That's such a great song. Make that catfish appear before us.
That was a rescue catfish.
Well, if it's in an aquarium, it probably was.
Yeah, well, yeah. But yeah, they got a rescue society up here in Tuftonboro that I'm going to play a show for.
Tuftonboro, New Hampshire, coming up this Saturday night.
That's right.
Yeah. It's going to be Bob Franke in concert. Well, we're having a great time this morning. Tomorrow morning, Ernie Hawkins and Mark Cosgrove are going to join us. Later on Wednesday, Sloan Wainwright and Kate Campbell will join us for our shows here live from the Chapel in the Pines. It's the second week of the Summer Acoustic Music Week. If you want more information on how you can join us next year, you can go to our website, wumb.org, and all the information is there for this year, but you can interpret it for next year. Or just call 617-287-6900 and find out more information. Robert Jones joining us. You know, Arletia song is one of the songs that came out of this camp years ago.
Yeah.
It was just so beautiful.
Well, thank you.
One of the great songs that you've written.
Since Arletia is my daughter, also one of the great things I've done.
Yeah.
I needed help. A lot of help. But, it's amazing if you're a songwriter and you're in this area, or even if you're not in this area. This is... I always tell my wife, and this is like my fishing trip, but I don't fish. Because when you come here, you get inspired by, you know, songwriters, by other songwriters and ideas. And I remember being here, I was actually catching a plane back home, and as I was listening to all these great songs that were floating around, it may have been Bob Franke's song, For Real, that was kind of like floating around in my head. And when I got off the plane, I had maybe 75% of Arletia written.
Wow.
And just went home and sort of polished it up and tried it out on the family. And my wife was there, and my daughter, who then was about 8 years old, was there. And my son, who is, 3 years older, 11. So I tried it out, and we were all kind of, what do you think about that song, honey? And Niecy's crying, and my wife was crying, and I was crying. And my son said, what are y'all crying about? He looks at my daughter, he goes, Niecy, what you crying about? You don't even show up till the last verse. Ah, the power of 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
In the year of 1916,
the money world had turned his hands to war. But deep within the state of Alabama, Arnesia of Evergreen was born. And there never was a movie done about her. No history book will ever hold a name. But I know a story like I know my own hand. And I will tell a story just the same. In 28, when all the folks were laughing, talking about the money that they'd made. At 12 years old and dresses made of patches, Arnesia picked the cotton while she played. And she helped her mother raise two orphan children, 'cause that's the way they did it in those days. Barely older than the children that she cared for, that's how Arnesia learned her mother's ways. And in 34, when all the folks were crying, talking about the money that they'd lost, Arnesia was all alone and trying to figure out what love too young would cost. She'd had two children for a mile away, back when having bastards was a mark of shame. Though she never wore it in her own house, she raised her babies with their father's name. And no movies were ever done about her. No history book will ever hold a name. But I know a story like I know my own hand. And I will tell her story just the same. In 49, Arnesia left for Detroit to see the poor man's fabled promised land. She sold whiskey to the workers in the bottoms. She put her problems all in Jesus' hands. And Detroit, it wasn't like all Alabama. She had to learn to face the cold gray morn. The rags wrapped round her feet would keep her walking, and newsprint round her legs would keep her warm. And in 56, while civil rights was marching, her daughter had a baby of her own. She found out what Arnesia had long known, that it's hard to raise a baby on your own. But those women worked to raise that boy together, and they gave me all the best they had to give. And when I think about the way those women raised me, I know those women taught me how to live. And no movies were ever done about her. No history book will ever hold her name. But I know a story like I know my own hand. And I will tell her story just the same. Arnesia's son got married, and he found success in the mechanic's trade. His eight children came and brought his mama pleasure, and around her feet all nine grandchildren played. And we grew inside the joy that was around her. Somehow we'd all cut out our middle moms for a neighborhood of children called a mother. She wiped away our tears on callous palms. But by the 80s, while the whole wide world was spending, Arnesia did the best that she could do. Her only son was killed at 37, and her only daughter died at 52. And the twist of fate had taken all her children, and nearly all the joy that did remain. But in my son's eyes, she met four generations, and she knew her life had not been lived in vain.
And in 90 in the month that she was born in, Arnesia of Evergreen went home. And in 91 my wife came in and blessed me with another little Arnesia of my own. And sometime when I hear my niece laughing, I can hear my other niece in the sun. And it's then I bow my head and pray to heaven that Arnesia's life goes better this time around.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. It is a little early, so something that happened in the 60s ended up happening in the 80s. But other than that.
Well, it's just a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And it just gets better all the time. Robert Jones joining us. Bob Franke joining us. Again, tomorrow, Ernie Hawkins will be in, along with Mark Cosgrove. We'll get some picking. And just we'll have another couple of wonderful artists who teach here at the Summer Acoustic Music Week. Bob and Robert are going to be off teaching Bob some songwriting classes, and Robert blues and blues harmonica, just doing some great work today under cloudy skies with pretty steady rain. I know that you're down in the Boston area, you're getting the same thing. Want to make sure that you understand that you come join us at the Summer Acoustic Music Week next year. It'll be sometime in July and sometime in August. We'll have the dates for you coming up shortly. But we'll hope you'll join us for one of the summer weeks here at the WUMB Summer Acoustic Music Week. I'm Dick Pleasance. Hope you have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7:30 live here from the Chapel in the Pines, WUMB Summer Acoustic Music Week. Have a great day. Thank you.